Sorry. Didn't mean to intrude. Couldn't rest. Couldn't lie still. Last night, I drank for the second time, and my thoughts are swirling, and memories feel like they are flying away from me. I heard you talking, all of you. You seem to still know who you are, your past lives. I mean, as a human, as a real person who once cared about things. I don't remember how I got here. So much of the past is just a fog. You all talk of meeting someone who turns you somehow. I must have met that person. Someone must have bitten me. I have the scars to prove it, but who did it? I can only guess, perhaps Cunningham. Except he seems to hate me so much. I can't imagine that he would ever touch me unless it was to hurt me. Or perhaps it was Lady. Except she has shown me such kindness. I can't imagine she would be the one responsible for such cruelty. And forgive me, I don't mean to sound ungrateful. It's just that I don't remember their faces. I must have had a mother and a father, maybe even a brother or a sister. And they must miss me so much if they're even alive. But to me, I just feel this empty pace where my heart used to be. The only real desire, the only craving I have left is to feed. I've done it twice now. One more time and I change over completely, permanently. Which makes me wonder if there's some way I could go back. If we're in between worlds, do we get to choose? Or is it just the dark side? Can't we go back before it's too late? I know, it's funny, laughable, the idea of choice. The first time I bit into the man they led into the basement, I didn't know what I was doing. He didn't know what was happening either. He must have thought he was being welcomed into a homeless shelter. We shook hands, and suddenly, I pulled him to me, bit into his neck before even thinking about it, and I became so strong, so powerful. The man turned white, his skin shriveled up, and I loved every moment. But afterwards, there's nothing but shame. Shame and that other sneaky feeling. The desire to do it all over again. I only have one foggy memory of my childhood, my lost life before. I'm sitting in front of a birthday cake. There are 8 candles. Loved ones, friends, and family are all around. I can't see their faces anymore, but I know they were smiling. I make a wish. I blow out the candles. My wish was that this day would last forever. It didn't come true.